Welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific, very junglist move in Ableton Live 12, building a dedicated ghost note FX lane, routing it cleanly, and then arranging it so it adds roll and life, without stealing punch from your main break. And just to lock in the mindset, in jungle and drum and bass, ghost notes aren't a quieter drum loop. They're the micro-rhythmic glue. They're the little ticks, paper, shuffle, and pre-snare pickups that make a break feel like it's pulling you forward. By the end, you'll have a breaks group with a main break, a ghost break, a break boss, and an optional ghost-only space return. Talk devices only, but pro-level control. Alright, let's set the session up. Start with tempo. Put yourself in the real zone, 165 to 175 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM. Now grab a break with character. Aim in style. Think break. A modern break, chop whatever you like, as long as it has texture. Drop it on an audio track and name that track Break Main. Quick warping note, because it matters a lot for ghosts. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve set to transients. And then try the transient loop setting at 1/16, and also audition 1/32. Here's why. Ghost notes are mostly transient texture, and sometimes 1/32 preserves those tiny ticks a bit cleaner, especially once we high pass and thin things out. Do not just set it and forget it. Listen. Now we're going to create the ghost lane and route it properly, so this stays organized and mixable. Duplicate Break Main. Rename the duplicate to Break Ghost. Select both tracks and group them. Name the group Breaks. Inside that group, create one more audio track called Break Bus. This is basically your internal drum bus for these two lanes. Now the routing. On Break Main, set audio to Break Bus. On Break Ghost, also set audio to Break Bus. And on Break Bus, set audio to Master. Teacher note, this is the kind of routing that keeps you sane later. You can process the ghost lane independently, but you can still glue everything together on the bus and automate the ghost without messing up your main break. Before we start ang bus processing, do a quick gain stage check. Get Break Main and Break Ghost set so Break Bus is peaking around -10 to -6 dBFS. Not because you can't go louder, but because your compression behavior becomes predictable, and you won't be chasing thresholds all day. Now let's make the ghost lane actually ghost. Go to Break Ghost and add a simple stock chain in this order: EQ8, then Drum Bus, then Compressor, then Utility. First, EQ8. The rule is simple: ghost lows have to go. High pass it, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If your break is thick, go higher. If your break is already thin, go lower. But you're aiming to remove weight and keep tick. If it's harsh, do a gentle bell dip around 3 to 6 kHz, like -2 to -5 dB. If it's too fizzy, you can low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. Ghost notes are about motion, not pain. Now drum bus. The goal here is transient emphasis without adding boom. Set drive subtle, 0 to 5%. Crunch 5 to 20% depending on taste. Transient somewhere between +5 and +25. And keep boom off or extremely low. Boom on a ghost lane is usually a fast route to muddy, flabby breaks. Then compressor. This is not to smash it, it's to make the little details consistent so the groove doesn't randomly disappear. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still pokes through. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. Then utility. This is where you set the truth. Pull the gain down so it sits behind the main break. Start somewhere like -12 to -20 dB relative to Break Main, then adjust by ear. Here's your listening target. When you mute and unmute Break Ghost, you should feel more roll and shimmer. You should not feel like a second break showed up. A good test: solo Break Ghost. It should sound interesting but incomplete. If it sounds like a full break that could carry the track, you didn't remove enough core hits, or you left too much low mid. Now we shape the actual rhythm content, because ghost notes are just a filter preset. Their placement. You have two main approaches. Option A is classic and fast. Audio clip ghost gating by editing the loop. On Break Ghost, consolidate the loop region. Command or Control J. Now you can do it with clip gain envelopes, drawing dips to remove the main hits and keep the in-between details. But honestly, a lot of the time the quickest way is to chop. Zoom in and cut around the big kick and snare transients. Delete those chunks, and then add tiny fades to prevent clicks. And here's a detail that makes a big difference. Those micro fades, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, are just click prevention. They slightly round the edges so the ghost lane reads as motion instead of edits. Placement idea for junglist role. Pre-snares are sacred. Post-snares are optional. Tiny pickups into the 2 and the 4 almost always feel better than extra chatter after the snare. If it's getting busy, remove after snare ghosts first. Option B is more surgical and super fun. Create a programmable ghost pattern using gate. Add gate after EQ 8 on break ghost. Turn on sidechain in the gate. Now we need a trigger source. Create a new MIDI track. Load a drum rack with a very short click sample or a tight closed hat. Program a syncopated 1/16-ish pattern, but don't make it constant. Leave holes. Those holes are the groove. Back on gate. Set auto from to that trigger track. Now set your gate basics. Attack super fast. Around 0.1 to 1 millisecond, hold 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 30 to 80 milliseconds, and set the threshold so it opens only when the trigger hits. This method is huge because you're using the break's texture, but you're playing it like an instrument. Advanced coaching trick if you want real swing. Once you like your MIDI trigger pattern, print it to auto, then nudge some hits slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, and some slightly early, like 3 to 8. The gate will open with human push-pull, but the original break timing stays intact. It's that alive feeling without warping the break into mush. Now let's add controlled space, but only for the ghosts. Create a return track and name it R, Ghost Space. On this return, load hybrid reverb. Try plate or room. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass inside the reverb around 250 to 500 HC. And set it fully wet, because it's a return. Optionally add echo after the reverb. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16 for that jungle bounce. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter out lows below 300 HC. Now only send break ghost to this return. Start the send around minus 18 to minus 10 dB and tune by ear. A really solid test. Mute the return. If the groove collapses a little, like it loses depth and forward motion, you're in the sweet spot. If muting it changes nothing, you're not sending enough. If unmuting it turns your break into a wash, you're sending too much or your decay is too long. Now we protect the punch. Ghost notes can mask the kick and snare, especially once you add space. So we're going to duck them. On break ghost, add a compressor with sidechain enabled. Set auto from to break main, or to your snare track if you separated it. Try ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the main hits land, now the ghost energy lives in the gaps where it belongs, and the main snare still wins every time. If you want to get extra clean, you can do frequency-dependent ducking instead of full band. Put multi-band dynamics on break ghost, and focus the low mid-band, roughly 200 to 800 HC. Compress that band harder during snare hits, while leaving the high fizz mostly alone. You keep the shimmer but stop the snare got smaller problem. Cool. Now we arrange it like a junglist. Think of the ghost lane like a contrast knob. You're going to use it to map energy across the track, not to permanently add density. Here's a simple blueprint. In the intro, 16 to 32 bars, keep the ghost lane more filtered, like an EQ 8 low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Give it more send to ghost space. This creates depth and tease without making the drums feel done too early. In the build, 8 to 16 bars, automate utility gain up by 2 to 4 dB gradually. If you're using the gate method, increase density a little, or open up a few more chopped bits. The feeling should be, things are accelerating, but the main break still feels like the leader. At the drop, first 16 bars, do the opposite. Pull ghost level down by 2 to 6 dB. Reduce the reverb send so it's tight. And here's a drop impact trick that works ridiculously well. Instead of just dipping the level, mute the ghost lane for the first 1 to 2 beats, then fade it in quickly over the next bar. That contrast hits harder than a simple minus 3 dB change. Second phrase, next 16, bring ghosts back a touch. Maybe increase echo send slightly. Add a small extra transient boost in drum boss, like plus 5 to 10, but keep an eye on harshness. Easy automation targets that give you the most movement with the least mess or utility gain on break ghost. The EQ 8 high pass frequency to tighten or loosen, the return send amount to ghost space, and if you're doing gate, the pattern density or threshold. Want an arrangement upgrade? Think in three states. State 1 is tease. Ghosts audible, more space, less transient bite. State 2 is drive. Ghosts slightly quieter, more transient, less reverb. State 3 is restraint. Ghosts nearly off right before a drop or fill. You can switch those states by automating just two or three parameters, utility gain, drum bus transients, and the return send. Now, final glue. On brake bus, add glue compressor, light touch, attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Optional saturator after it, soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 3 dB, and match output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Do not overcook the bus. The ghost lane is already a detail layer. You're gluing, not flattening. Let's do a quick checklist of common mistakes so you can catch them fast. If ghosts are too loud, you'll hear a separate break. Pull them down. If you left low end in the ghost lane, your kick and bass will feel blurry. High pass is non-negotiable. If you use too much reverb, the break stops punching. Keep it short and filtered. If you skipped sidechain control, the snare will lose authority. And if you overquantize your triggers or edits, you kill the vibe. Slight imperfection is the point. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice run you can do in like 20 minutes. Pick a 2-bar break loop. Build break main, break ghost, and the break bus routing.